friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend.
I like what? I like to have some silence so I can have the audio. Ew. Gross.
Could you be a little quieter?
I'll try.
Hi, Dan.
Car goes fast. I love that laugh.
I think I got it from Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh, yeah.
She's dead now.
Wait, is the actress? Oh, yeah, the actress died, didn't she? Yeah, I forgot about that. Is she still in The Simpsons?
No, I'm pretty sure they actually killed Mrs. Krabappel because of the whole... to show respect.
It's not respect.
No.
No, it's not. Yeah, like, you do it Paul Walker style. Oh, she drove off into the sunset. You just have somebody imitate her voice for one episode as she says goodbye. How did they kill her off? I'm assuming she didn't say any lines before she died.
I think it was when she... Well, they did some vote where it was like, hey, should Mrs. Krabappel and Ned Flanders get married? Mm-hmm. And then people were like, I guess. Then in between seasons, she died, and it was like, you voted no, so Mrs. Krabappel will leave Springfield forever.
Oh, man, fuck The Simpsons. Talk about... a fall from grace.
Talk about a fall from...
A bunch of seats. That's how Maud died, wasn't it? She fell from...
She did. She fell from the thing. She got hit by a t-shirt cannon.
What a good death. I miss old Simpsons. Speaking of old Simpsons, we're talking about something completely unrelated to that. Hello, Daniel. How you doing? You okay?
No.
No? Oh, what happened?
I have a problem.
What's your problem?
I'm addicted to the funk.
Play some funk music.
Right now?
Yeah.
Me? Or are you reminding yourself to do that?
Yeah, I'm reminding myself.
Okay. Hey, Ethan. Remember that. Don't forget. Play the funky music.
Oh, yeah. That's the song I'll play. Play the funky music.
Cracker. Is it White Boy? How's that song go?
Play the, oh yeah, it's White Boy, yeah. Play the fucking music, White Boy. Good song, that.
That's okay. I got over my funk addiction.
You just said you were addicted to funk!
Yeah, but then you reminded me of what funk music is, and I'm like, nah, I'm past it.
Well, you're coughing a lot, so you're probably going through withdrawals. A dry mouth, not enough funk. Do you want some water?
Ah, I'm probably fine. Yeah. Headphones are uncomfortable sometimes to wear for too long.
You get a nice, comfortable pair of headphones. Sometimes I'll take a break. I'll take them off for 5 minutes, and then I'll put them back on. I feel fine. Got to freshen up your ears. So they don't get sore.
Hey kids, if your ears aren't feeling fresh enough, you should buy Danny Ironside's tampons for ears. Freshen up your ear holes, it'll pick out all the wax you got built up in there.
I should do something like that, because I'm going deaf. Like, I've been like wiggling my ear trying to get the wax out this whole time.
Well, you know, you can...
Danny Ironside, would you say Danny Ironside's tampons for ears?
Yeah.
So I'm going to invest in that shit.
Cool.
Can we get clearance for Danny Ironside's tampons for ears?
Cut this out. It's too good of an idea.
Yeah, email us at wastingtimepost@gmail.com if you're willing to invest in Danny Ironside's tampons for ears.
Send...
Trademarked.
Send 500 Vietnamese dong to my PayPal account. And then I'll send you some.
Yeah, something like that.
Do Vietnamese dong exist?
I don't know what you
that
just
sounds
said.
Like a currency. Hey, this doesn't have any of the Simpsons voice actors.
I forgot 1998 Godzilla had all the Simpsons voice actors.
Hank Azaria, Nancy Cartwright, Dan Castellaneta is in it for a bit.
Oh yeah, he is. Dan Castellaneta's in Fantastic for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
He's the teacher at the beginning.
Yeah.
I fucking love Dan Castellaneta.
He doesn't need money. What the fuck is he doing in a bad forest thing?
He's whoring himself out. He wants to start a film career.
Was he trying to, like, yeah, is he just... Why is he trying to branch out so late?
I know, he could have been doing it a long time ago.
Yeah, he did do it a long time ago.
Maybe he's losing Simpsons money because no one's watching anymore.
Oh, yeah. Please, I'm only making $3 million for episodes or whatever.
You know what?
They still make an even million per episode at this point?
Like, I don't even know what the ratings are for Simpsons anymore, but I can imagine that there's been a serious drop-off over the last few years.
Yeah.
Because nowadays it's just like, hey, look, it's Lady Gaga! But the plot for this episode is just a plot we've already used, but worse. I don't want to watch that. Oh, but it's in HD and it looks like garbage.
Yeah, it looks like garbage.
It does look like garbage.
It's animated really well now. It's
it's too well, though. I like that crappy old style of the Simpsons.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I like all the in-betweens and stuff.
Like, I think Futurama looks good in HD. But Simpsons just...
Yeah, well, because Futurama always had, like, the 3D in it and stuff like that.
But with Simpsons, they designed it to look like your TV needed... Like, you needed to change the settings on your TV because the characters were yellow and you would think, oh, the settings on my monitor need to be adjusted. Because that was, like, back in the day.
Yeah.
But now it's 2017, you don't need to do that. So you've got this HD show about these yellow characters and it just doesn't look good.
I wonder what that new Matt Groening show for Netflix is going to be like.
He's making a new show?
Yeah, he's making a Netflix original animated series about a family. I don't know what it's going to be.
Well, I like Matt Groening, but Netflix is a pile of hot garbage, so it's probably not going to be very good.
See, I always hear that show F is for Family is pretty good, but no one seems to watch it.
Yeah, like my friend Kelly, shout out if you're listening, which is probably not. Shout out to Kelly.
Oh, Kelly!
Yeah, she was like, oh, you really like the show F is for Family, and she showed me the first 10 minutes, so I was like, this is awful. It was just like Futurama, Bob's Burgers, King of the Hill, Simpsons, all combined into one, and he just kept swearing, and I'm like, have you watched any of Rick and Morty season 3 so far?
Yeah, it's
not good, is it?
No,
the show's gone full-blown SJW at this point.
It feels a lot more like they've given Justin Roiland more control, but...
not a good idea.
Yeah, although at the same time, like, Dan Harmon is the one who had the whole, like...
Harmon's what's keeping the show together.
Yeah, but he is also the one who was like, let's do a divorce plotline, because I'm getting a divorce. That's the worst part of
season 3. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because, like, generally...
Because,
like,
he wanted to write from experience and stuff like that, yeah.
If you look at, like, the... Temple of Doom, second Indiana Jones movie. That's the worst of the three Indiana Jones movies. Would you agree?
Did you just say there are only three Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah. There's another one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Crystal Skull?
How dare you?
Hey.
We don't talk about Crystal Skull.
Spielberg said...
actually hate Crystal Skull. I don't think it's good. But
Spielberg said... Temple of Doom is the film he regrets making the most.
Not Crystal Skull.
Yeah. He said he even said, like, why Crystal Skull is better than Temple of Doom and all this stuff.
See, this is why I don't like Steven Spielberg. Like, Steven Spielberg's this muddled director where it's like sometimes he does really great films and then other times he does garbage.
You mean like how he did The Lost World?
Yeah.
And then,
like, Jurassic Park's amazing, but then The Lost World is just garbage.
Can't wait for Ready Player One.
Yeah, that looks terrible.
That looks fine. Look at all the
plot? It's just, oh, video games.
Yeah, read the book. Read the book if you want to know.
Have you read the book?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't read.
How did we get onto Steven Spielberg? I was trying to make a point.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah. No, not including Crystal Skull. The original three Indiana Jones movies. What's the worst? It's Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Temple of Doom.
That was because... That nobody likes.
Yeah, and... because George... I like Temple of Doom. It's a good movie. It's just not as good as the other two. We don't include the fourth one.
In that movie where they put everything in, like, dark caves and shit. Yeah. And...
Remember that great scene? Okey-dokey, Mr. Jones!
And he limited his directing ability. He couldn't make it a big, fun adventure because he limited himself with the environment.
Yeah, they eat monkey brains. Remember that great scene at the end with the carts? The cart rails and they're running away from the flood. It's a good time. He goes to look for his gun and then it isn't actually there and it's like a callback to the first movie, even though it's a prequel and it doesn't make sense. I don't much care for Temple of Doom, but I don't think it's a bad movie. But George Lucas and Steven Spielberg were going through a divorce during that film, so that's why it's the weakest. And if you look at, if you compare that to Rick and Morty season 3, it makes a lot more sense now. When you go through a divorce, all of a sudden you become kind of like an asshole, because you become kind of bitter, and then you lose your sense of humor. And I haven't laughed once at an episode of Rick and Morty season 3. It's just kind of made me angry.
I laughed at the wind whistling loser to Jerry.
Yeah, me too.
But
it was just kind of like a, that's funny, I guess.
Yeah,
but I didn't much care.
Hey, let's do a Mad Max thing. Okay.
Mad Max was relevant 3 years ago.
True. There's a good Mad Max movie, and then there's not been a sequel, and George Miller might not be doing another one because he doesn't really care.
Yeah, I don't care if they make another one. I don't much care for Fury Road. I really liked it the first time I saw it.
I love it.
Well, if you look at the plot, it's all about feminism, and woman ruined the entire world. Like, she goes to...
It's a big racing car movie.
Yeah, all the action's great, but the plot's just terrible. Like, she's going to try and find these women, and they live in the promised land, and then they go to find there, and they're like, oh, it's just a desert. And they're like, oh, it was the promised land, but there's only women allowed here, and we completely fucked up and ruined everything. And then they're like, let's go back to Joe's place, and then they immediately waste all of the water, so you can only imagine that that place is going to be a desolate wasteland in a week, just like the original paradise.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. And then George Miller's like, I want to make a Furiosa movie. And I was like, fuck that shit. I want to see an action, like, it's not even a Mad Max movie, it's a Furiosa movie.
Yeah. Mad Max. Remember Mad Max? Remember Mad Mel? I just want Mel Gibson to do Mad Max 5.
Yeah, I would much prefer that. He's an old man. You could do a...
What the fuck happened at the end of Thunderdome? I can't even remember.
Oh, I haven't even seen Thunderdome.
Did he die in Thunderdome?
I don't think so.
I already watched Thunderdome.
So Dan, would you recommend Thunderdome?
I would recommend Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
That was even in the Rick and Morty episode, they had the Thunderdome.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing, you always got to reference Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Thunderdome? It's like, it's one of the coolest ideas ever.
Yeah, it is.
Two men enter, one man leave. Yeah. There's just weapons hanging from rope, and people can just throw shit in to be like, hey, use this.
What's your favorite Mad Max movie?
Ooh. That's a good question, indeed.
Cool. I like the second one. Road Warrior is probably the best. First one's good.
See, like, so I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of torn on the whole, like, there is the spectacle of Fury Road, all the action.
Spectacle, it's like style over substance,
yeah.
And I don't much care for style. If the substance is better. Style's
great, though.
Yeah, it's great style. Yeah, it's an amazing looking movie, but I don't know, I just find the first two more fun. It's about Mad Max. It's not about feminist.
You say, I found the first two more fun. The first movie, where his wife and child get run over, his best friend gets burnt to a crisp.
And then he goes out for revenge.
He gets his leg blown off, and then he somehow sticks it back on with some metal.
Yeah, it's a fun time. It's like that hilarious scene in Shin Godzilla where he murders a bunch of people, and it was funny because they died.
It was funny. Why don't you understand
this? Stop being such a fucking hypocrite!
I'm not. You're saying that it's more fun in a movie where it's just shit goes wrong and guy goes crazy.
Yeah, he goes out for revenge.
Compared to a movie that is satire on giant monster attack. You see wildly different things. Just think
about Shin Godzilla. It's like, it's a satire of Japanese government. But then all the monster scenes, they aren't even satire. They're just horrifying.
Yeah, it's a big monster.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? What do you do if a big monster shows up? You gonna be like,
probably die.
Probably not. I think it's.
Would you rather be in Japan when Shin Godzilla attacks or Dunkirk?
Japan, easily.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just get annihilated by Godzilla?
Why the fuck would I get annihilated by Godzilla? I would evacuate and then be perfectly safe.
There's a lot of people that died when Godzilla showed up.
Uh huh.
You might be one of them. Dunkirk, a lot of people survived. Hey, yeah, sure, but a lot of people also died.
Hey, everybody, there's a giant monster. Okay? I'm gonna probably stay away from the area where the giant monster is.
Be destroyed.
Problem solved! Dunkirk. Bombs! Nazis! War! Also, I'd rather live in the current age than the fucking 40s.
Yeah, but the thing about Shin Godzilla's gonna come back.
When?
I don't know.
Is he though?
But it's a giant monster. If you live in that universe, more giant monsters are gonna attack.
But
if you live in Dunkirk, you know the war is gonna end. What's the scariest Ghost of Christmas Past?
The giant Jim Carrey from the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah, I would say the Grim Reaper from the Muppets.
You said past.
Future, sorry.
Yet to come. Yeah, I'd say the Muppets.
Yeah,
Christmas Carol.
He terrified me as a kid. I love that movie. I watch it every year. Yeah, it doesn't say a word. I don't like that Jim Carrey movie.
It was okay, but Jim Carrey as everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking everybody.
Yeah, he does. Well, it's cheaper to hire one actor.
It's true.
That was back when Jim Carrey's career was starting to fail.
But, yeah,
he's a terrible human being.
What are you talking about? Didn't he become super Christian or political?
Liberal.
Oh.
Yeah. He started Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah,
and then he was like, oh wait, no, I'm anti-gun, and I was carrying guns throughout the entire fucking movie.
You just filmed this movie, yeah. Why are you boycotting it?
What an idiot.
Yeah.
I love Jim Carrey. He's good in Dumb and Dumber 2.
He's good in that video where he expresses his love for Emma Stone.
I haven't seen that.
Shit.
Sounds great.
It's awful.
Yeah. So, Dan, would you recommend Jim Carrey?
Like 90s Jim Carrey?
No, now Jim Carrey.
Oh, now Jim Carrey.
Everyone loves 90s Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura is a masterpiece. Well, Ace Ventura 2. I don't much care for the first one.
What about Ace Ventura Jr.?
You see the back of Jim Carrey's head in that movie, and that's it.
It's not the back of his head.
No, it's the back of some guy's head.
He's just got the hair. Yeah. Hair, yeah.
I hope you all enjoyed our review of Shin Godzilla, where we talked about
Godzilla and Godzuki.
Yeah, that's the meme you can take away from this.
Zilla
episode.
Versus Cyberzilla. Oh shit, memes! We gotta make our fresh memes. Hey, what's up? Wasting timers.
I thought you were gonna say that. No, we're gonna come up with it. We're not Jake Paul. We got better. We got more talent than that shit.
Hey, time boys.
Timers.
Not time boys.
Hey, timers. Like no, because timers is a real word. Hey, timers.
Hey, time lords.
Yeah, time lords. Wasting time lords.
Are we the time lords?
We're the wasting time lords.
Oh.
Sup, wasting time lords.
Well, I don't want to let the audience be a part of a cool thing.
Well, if they're Time Lords, that means they can regenerate into feminists.
Oh. So we don't want to be Time Lords?
No.
Oh, the risk is too high.
What were you going to say? You were going to address the audience.
Was I?
Yeah. Well, that was the whole joke.
Oh.
Hey, wasting timers.
Invest in Danny Ironside's ear...
tampons.
Those other things.
Is that our meme of the episode?
How many memes of the episode are there?
I don't know.
Do we have memes? Hey, kid. Yeah. Well, we can't have memes because the definition of a meme is a joke that you just understand through just it being there. Just it's funny because it exists.
Yeah. Memes. We're funny because we exist.
It's not true.
Like, comment, subscribe if we're funny. Dislike and flag our video for racism if we're not.
Dislike if you wish we didn't exist. Like if you wish we existed more?
Well, how can you exist more?
I don't know. You could maybe, maybe you could make the effort to, you know, eat better, get more exercise.
Well, no, technically, if you were to get really fat, you would exist more because there'd be more of you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't exist for a greater period of time.
That's true, actually.
Hey, what do you think about the Aladdin casting?
Oh my god, the Aladdin movie's been announced?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Disney. What is the casting?
I'm gonna double check, because all I can remember is the pink Power Ranger will play Jasmine, which I'm like, yeah, she's hot. She's got the dark hair, and she's white like she should be. She's like white with like some kind of like browno.
Yeah, well, it's gotta be brown. They're brown land.
Yeah.
Where's the Aladdin take place?
Filthy Arab town.
Oh, so they're all suicide bombers. They live in terrorist land.
Yeah.
Great theme park we came up with in our Reason Spider-Man Homecoming Sucks review. Check out our Reason Spider-Man's Homecoming Sucks.
Oh yeah, that's an excuse to tag us as Spider-Man Homecoming Sucks.
Yeah, you gotta leave that in the tag. I guess that's more popular videos.
Here's who's been cast in the live-action Aladdin remake so far. Here on Disney XD, you'll find out first.
Oh, see the pictures.
Playing Aladdin is, I don't know, it's some guy. He looks kind of brown, but he's safe. He's a safe brown.
Yeah, that's a safe brown.
There's Jasmine, who'll be played by...
Is that Disney Channel star?
That's the pink Power Ranger.
Oh.
She doesn't look like her there, though. Her face looks too fat there.
Yeah.
Look how fat her face is in this picture.
Oh, she's still bangable.
Yeah. That face. Look at it. Maybe that's why they made her get her hair cut like that way in Power Rangers, because they're like, her face too fat! She's short hair!
Is that the original Pink Power Ranger?
No.
Which one? There's so many Pink Power Rangers.
In the fucking movie.
Oh, the movie. I don't remember. Oh, it's the Lesbian.
No, that's the Yellow Ranger.
Oh.
And of course, who do you think would take the reins from Robin Williams as Disney's all-time bluest character, the genius?
Did they get the guy that does a good Robin Williams impression?
That guy. See, I'd like that guy.
Yeah,
all you have to do is get the voice, and it's just like, hey, people be like, oh my god, they use some kind of computer.
Dan Castellaneta! Yeah. We're just saying that he's trying to break into shippers. Is it him?
You wish it was Dan Castellaneta.
It's probably some garbage casting that I'm going to hate, isn't it?
It is. Now, who beyond them do you think has the kind of, you know, you think like a comedian who has like high energy, like...
Oh no, it's going to be a really big... It's going to be fucking James Corden or something.
No. It's the opposite.
Is it Kevin Hart?
No.
Is it Will Ferrell?
No. You know, Kevin Hart, I think, would work better than this
person. Oh wait, is it the fucking Rock? The Rock's in everything nowadays.
The Rock would be all... And he isn't... No, he's not in Disney anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He broke his Disney contract.
Yeah.
No. Well, because your guesses are all bad, it's Will Smith. Like...
They should have got the guy that played Steel. What was his name? The basketball player.
Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, he was in Kazam.
Yeah, he's Shaquille O'Steal.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Steal.
Not to be mistaken with... O.J. Simpson, who
Will Smith
thief,
isn't a comedian.
Exactly. He's not a comedian. He's not known for high energy roles at this point in his career.
Well, Will Smith will do anything at this point because he killed his career with Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
he committed suicide on his career.
Well, technically he didn't because that movie was successful.
Yeah, it was garbage.
Yeah, it was a bad movie, but he made money. Mm. He made a shit.
Yeah, but he was
money.
In After Earth. His career's kind of dying right now.
Also,
Smith, hit your kids.
Yeah, Will Smith, beat the shit out of your kids.
Yeah, they
your
need
kids,
to learn a fucking lesson. They're
kids,
garbage human beings.
Hit them in the face.
They're your fault, Will Smith. Do something about it. Don't shit out these awful human beings into society.
Didn't his daughter date, like when she was like 13, like a 19-year-old guy or something gross like that?
I don't fucking know. Probably.
The world is
I don't
gross.
Follow Willow Smith.
You gotta follow all the... But anyway, and Jafar is...
Oh, wait. Wait, let me see. Wait.
I'll give you a hint. He was in The Mummy.
Oh, is it the Imhotep from the original Mummy movie? Or are you talking Tom Cruise?
The Mummy. I didn't say it was The Mummy, I said The Mummy.
Are you talking... Oh, so the 1930s one?
No, I'm talking about The Mummy.
The Tom Cruise one?
Yeah.
Is it Tom Cruise?
I wish it was Tom Cruise, actually, now you say
that. Wait, let me think. I can't remember that movie. I don't know who was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Russell Crowe?
Russell Crowe is Jafar, would be the best. Fuck, Russell Crowe
is
the genie.
Wait, our casting's much better.
Yeah.
Who have we got as the genie? Dan Castellaneta?
Yeah, we'd have Dan Castellaneta as the genie. We have Russell Crowe as Jafar.
We would have the actor from Jagaz Dessouz as Aladdin. And then maybe not the girl, because she was kind of just meh.
No, for Jasmine, we would have...
Anita Brown-O.
We would have Lady Gaga.
What are we, the Simpsons now?
Yeah. We've got Dan Castellaneta. Go all the way with it, for God's sake.
Go all the way with it. Yeah, we've got the tiger. we would have a CGI tiger, or would we have a guy in a costume?
No, we'd have Idris Elba voice.
Yeah, from Jungle Book. Yeah. Even though he doesn't have a voice in the original cartoon. Who would you have play the dad?
Oh, the Sultan?
Yeah, the Sultan.
Oh, man. Danny DeVito.
Oh, that would be perfect. I was thinking Brian Cox, but no, Danny DeVito works much better.
Because he's short.
Well, who's going to play the parrot?
Iago. I would just bring back Gilbert
Godfrey.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Gilbert Godfrey cannot be replaced in that role. Yeah, I think our casting's much better. Fuck Disney.
Yeah.
Give us the rights.
Well, I mean, I don't have a Lady Gaga.
No. Yeah, no, fuck Lady Gaga.
Madonna?
No. We didn't want to sing it. Get Rihanna, if anything. She was great in Valerian.
Yeah, Madonna sold. It's funny. It's funny.
But she's not brown. You need a brown.
You can just slap some tan on.
That's not racist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Well, fuck. Well, look at this shit. Fucking cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
Will Smith's trying to be blue. Who does he think he is?
They should just got the blue man.
Yeah, all three of them.
Yeah, they could all just be one genie.
And they don't talk, so Dan Castellaneta would do the voice still.
One for each wish, and every time he wishes, one of them disappears. Yeah. Our movie's much better. Fuck Disney.
Yeah.
So Dan, do you recommend Disney's Aladdin?
The cartoon or
yeah the cartoon
yes I re- I recommend Aladdin the Aladdin animated series the
Return of Jafar
yeah, I like Return that of Jafar and
that's the one with Dan Castellaneta.
What's the one with Aladdin's dad?
That's dad the third Aladdin one. Yeah, I don't remember that one, but apparently that was the one that Robin Williams decided to come back for,
yeah,
even though it's not as good as the second one. Yeah, I recommend them all. They're all good films.
What was the dad Aladdin movie called?
I can't remember. It was like the thief something, wasn't it?
Was it Aladdin, Prince of Thieves?
It might have been.
Aladdin, Dad, and...
Aladdin, Dad!
Yeah, it was Aladdin and the King of Thieves.
Yeah, I thought it was something Thieves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because his dad was the King of Thieves.
Yeah.
How'd they manage to get Robin Williams to come back for that movie?
There was the whole, like, they, like, undercut him for the first Aladdin or something. And then he was like, okay, well, I'll do it for this amount. But, you know, don't use me to promote the movie. And then they completely went against that.
Yeah,
and
they got Robin Williams.
Yeah, and they still didn't, you know, bump up his pay or whatever, even though he did, like, it was something like he took, like, 3% of his average, like, going rate to do Aladdin, which is, like, pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was weird that he did that.
And then...
I miss Robin Williams.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Remember his final role as that talking dog in the feature film Absolutely Anything?
Oh my god, I forgot that film exists.
I feel like
that's with Ricky Gervais, isn't it?
What a garbage movie. No, it's Simon Pegg.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck, I forgot that film
exists. I like Simon Pegg. I never saw that movie, but...
Yeah, same.
I feel like there's some point where like, let's shelve this movie.
Yeah.
Because I think...
But yeah, they just put it aside. They're like, I don't know if this is viable. And then he died and they're like, fuck, put it out.
Looks like, I know they shelved it for like a year. Like they put off releasing it because of his death. But then they're like, yes, the final role.
A talking dog. That hurts my ears. There's too much echo in this van. So Dan, would you recommend Disney's Aladdin reboot?
Shout out to Robin Williams' ghost. Robin! Come back!
He's a real genie now.
Don't go into the light!
Do you think it's going to be good like Jungle Book or bad like Beauty and the Beast?
I didn't see Jungle Book.
Jungle Book's good, you should watch it. I'm talking about the 90s one where he's a grown man.
I saw that Jungle Book. That's a good Jungle Book. Did you watch that movie?
No. I remember you showed me a clip of it. It was good. It looked fine. It looked like Tarzan. Anything else you want to talk about in this week's Wasting Time?
Oh, the very first weekly Wasting Time, only here on Wasting Time.
Tune in for more of incoherent rambling. It's our new series, I guess.
Tune in.
The first one did well.
Tune in for more slave labor in the mines. Go find actors for a new Disney hit original TV movie. Little Boys and Big Hole.
Are you talking about the sequel to Shia LaBeouf's Holes?
Oh, yeah, Holes. Disney did Holes, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, they did do that.
I like Holes. It's a good
movie. It was a good film. Back when Shia LaBeouf wasn't a garbage human being.
I remember I read the book, and then...
It was based on a book?
Yeah.
Did the book have any plot holes?
I don't know. It was a book that I read when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, okay.
And then they made the movie, and I was like, oh, this is a movie. I just read that book. I'm going to watch the movie. And I did. And
Oscar, my favorite boy, Shia LaBeouf.
I like him from the Even Stevens.
That was a good show. I like that, Even Stevens.
Yeah. Beans.
He looks weird now.
Yeah, he does. He's weird and old. Hey now, you're a green guy. Your movie is Shrek 2.
They played All Star at the cinema today, and it made me happy. Yeah.
They also played the
Jungle Book song,
the Hercules song. The was it Zero to Hero? Yeah, I think it was Zero to Hero. When I went to pee, Zero to Hero came on, and I was like,
I like that Hercules.
And it was right at the start, and I was like, I kind of wanted to like sit through and pee the whole time with Zero to Hero playing.
Yeah, that's why I went to the toilet. I didn't leave until All Star stopped. Do you think Disney will remake Hercules at any point?
I could see them doing that.
I mean, Hercules wasn't successful.
Nah, but it's got that cult following. Yeah. Of, like, I feel like that
it would be one of the last ones to remake, because they've got a lot more popular ones to do right now. Like, yeah. Aladdin, obviously.
I'd say if Aladdin does well, I think they'll do it soon, because they'll want that, like, boys Disney movie.
Disney, they market stuff to boys and not just feminists.
Yeah, because like, yeah, Jungle Book, I get, was that, would you consider that for boys?
Well, yeah, but that was made by a good director.
Yeah.
And John, then they're like, oh wait, this is a successful idea, let's just hire people that will do what we say and make bad movies. Yeah. What's the name of that guy? John Favreau.
Yeah,
good director. I like that John Favreau. Made the first Iron Man. Good movie.
He made the second Iron Man.
Yeah, well, that was the studio interfering.
And then...
Fuck Marvel.
Robert Downey Jr. refused to do... Well, they didn't refuse, but he said, I want Shane Black to direct Iron Man 3.
And John Favreau's like, okay, I guess I'll just be in Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
It's good for him for staying on. I mean, yeah. Disney and Marvel kind of shat all over him in terms of directing, but he's still there.
He wasn't in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he was blown up, and then he was at the hospital at the end. You like Iron Man 3, and I hate it, and I remember that. Remember, he looks at his iPad, but he's all confused?
Yeah, it's Age of Ultron that he just doesn't appear in at all.
Well, why would he appear in Age of Ultron? He wasn't in the first Avengers.
So? Why wouldn't he be there? In that place?
Why would he? He was in Spider-Man Homecoming for some reason.
A bunch of that movie takes place in his place of work.
Yeah, so? Pepper Potts isn't in that fucking movie, but she's in Spider-Man Homecoming for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man Homecoming is just Iron Man 4, featuring an asshole child SJW.
Get out of here, Tom the Netherlands.
Get out of here, Tom Amsterdam.
Would you call a child Richard Dito?
Well, I'd have to change my last name.
Richard Dito. That'll be R2-D2's cousin. That's R2-D2's first name.
Richard.
Yeah.
Richard.
Richard 2-D2. The D is just a D. It doesn't mean anything.
His last name is just 2-D2. Richard 2-D2.
Yeah.
What's C-3PO's full name?
C-3PO, Human-Cyborg Relations. Greetings, I am C-3PO.
Human-Cyborg Relations. I miss Star Wars. I wish they would make new Star Wars movies.
It's still bad. What are you talking about?
There's more Star Wars movies? I love Star Wars. I wish there's new Star Wars movies.
Can you wait for, I don't know, the Lego Star Wars movie?
Oh my god, they're totally going to make that some more.
Well, that, because Warner Brothers is doing that.
No, but they've already made like 3 or 4 standalone Star Wars Lego DVD movies on the TV. So, and they've made like a bunch of Star Wars Marvel movies, so as if they're making 2 fucking Lego movies a year, they're bound to make a Lego Marvel and Lego Star Wars movie at some point.
Warner Brothers and Disney together at last.
But to be fair, they'll probably be better than either of the franchise movies that Disney have made so far, because, so like, Lego Batman, one of the better Batman movies, it's not even a great film, just a better Batman movie than most Batman movies, and it's not even a very good Batman movie. But it's a fine kids film. Lego movie, really good film. That Lego Ninjago movie looks pretty decent.
Yeah, it just reminds me of the Lego movie.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that new Lego movie.
Lego Ninjago, here I come go.
Here I come go.
Yeah.
So what's coming up next on the Wasting Time podcast? Stay tuned for Was that a new Batman movie we're seeing?
Batman and Harley Quinn.
Oh.
The movie. Starring...
Kevin Conroy?
Kevin Conroy!
Yeah! He's back!
And the voice of Robin from Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, that's fine. He's good. Yeah. He's a good... Who's playing Harley Quinn?
Oh, it's only everyone's favorite. The girl from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no.
The one with the nose, not the main one from 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Batman and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
What's that about? So I don't want to know. I guess we're going to see it in about 4 days. Harley Quinn. Sounds like a good time.
Nightwing is there.
Nightwing's my favorite DC character.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
I like when he was Batman.
Yeah. Well, I like when he was Nightwing. He sheds his
Nightwing. Wait, forgot. Is he still Agent Grayson or is he Nightwing again?
Agent Grayson.
Yeah. He stopped being Nightwing, became a secret agent for the government and did stuff. And then I think that they found out his connection to Batman, and then I think he went back to being Nightwing and is currently like on like the FBI's most wanted list or something.
What do you think of that Justice League trailer?
I don't like the colors just clashing. It just cuts from harsh dark blue scene, harsh dark red scene to harsh dark blue, and
You look at like a trailer for like a Marvel movie and you're like, okay, this looks like it's set in this country or this city or something, but this is like, I don't know where it's set. It's just set in a bunch of different stuff and places and just things happen. And it just looks bad. And it's like all the humor looks terrible and it's really forced.
Well, it just looks like a Marvel movie to me.
Yeah, it does. That's the problem with it. They're trying to steal from Marvel at this point, but they're not doing a great job.
You might as well just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep going with the whole...
garbage movies idea.
Yeah. I'd rather, like, I can say I would rather watch garbage DC movies than the current Marvel movies.
Yeah, I'd agree. Because at least the DC movies aren't, like...
They're at least laughably bad a lot of the time.
But, like, the Marvel movies are trying to be funny, and they're not... Like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 had its funny moments, but there was so much cringy shit in there that it kind of outweighed the good.
And they also tried to use the good jokes a second time.
Yeah.
Like, all of them, and they didn't work the second times. Mm-hmm. Except for the Drax nipples bit.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Just because he mentions it like, oh, my nipples. And it comes back later.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, nipples.
Ah, nipples. But then, like, Spider-Man Homecoming is just not funny at all.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch neither. But I'd rather watch either than have to watch new Star Wars movies.
Star Wars Rogue One, coming soon to a galaxy far, far right here.
In a bedroom very close to where you are, if you live where we live. Okay. Cut, whatever, who cares? Fuck it. I'm tired and talking for so long.
It's gonna be fun for you to go through that.
I've been trying to like, it's like, oh fuck, we didn't end the Godzilla one. I'll jump back to that and do a recommendation. And then I was like, wait, fuck, we've talked about Nightwing and I can't end it there. We'll go to the Justice League one. And now I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I'm only a Justice League after all.
I'll probably leave this in. Please tell me if I did a good job of editing these, because it's probably gonna be hard. Bye, Dan. Okay, I'm just gonna leave you in this carpet.
Okay, I'll stay here then. I'm gonna try and figure this out. There's the thing is here, yes.
Why am I leaving my own van? Get the fuck out of my van.
Okay.
I'm even gonna stop recording right now. Fuck you.
This is a McDonald's.
What an asshole.
Nothing in the world.
Nothing in the whole wide world.
There is nothing in the world quite like a friend. Nothing in the whole wide world.